You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The Central Coast is facing a number of environmental and social issues. KCBX's Sophie Lincoln spoke with the Southern Central Coast's new coastal commissioner, Megan Harmon, about her priorities and her stance on the recent decision to phase out off-highway vehicle use at Oceano Dunes.
Since being appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom on May 4th, Harmon has been preparing to address local coastal issues, specifically focusing on preparing Southern Central coastal communities for sea level rise.
We know it's coming. Coastal communities have known. We anticipate this. We understand the potential impacts are so severe for our coastal communities.
Harmon says this is her biggest priority as a coastal commissioner.
We live in a coastal community, and we have to deal with this. You know, it's become very real for me in this moment as I look at my young children, you know, and think like, this is not academic anymore. It could not be more real. The science tells us we don't have 10 or 15 years to wait to plan for it. We have to plan for it now.
According to a 2019 report from the United Nations, we have just less than 10 years to reduce carbon emissions by more than 75% in order to avoid extreme, irreversible climate change. One potential solution to this that Harmon plans to address is offshore wind energy and balancing that with the concerns of local commercial fishermen.
In my view, the only path forward is to bring our local commercial fishermen into the conversation as early and as often as possible. It's going to be about managing a number of stakeholders, agencies, engagement, and just making sure that every step of the way, we don't leave anyone out.
While it is unclear at the moment whether or not the Coastal Commission will have the jurisdiction to implement offshore wind energy since it is federal land, Harmon says coastal infrastructure is definitely something that she is interested in pursuing. Harmon also says offshore wind energy could be a great opportunity for the Central Coast.
There's so much potential there. This is an opportunity for us to do one of these projects in a way that actually bears out our commitment to just transition.
In terms of the commission's recent decision to phase out vehicular use at Oceano Dunes, Harmon says teamwork is key in order to move forward.
This is a big change. It's an all hands on deck moment, and all parties need to be involved in the conversation.
Though Harmon was not yet a part of the commission when this decision was made, she says she trusts the intention of the commission.
I absolutely believe very strongly that the intention behind the decision of my fellow coastal commissioners at that time was to protect the natural environment, to protect the surrounding communities, to make sure that environmental justice was centered. That was what was driving the decision, I believe.
Harmon was appointed to her seat on the Santa Barbara City Council in 2019, and she is running for re-election this November. Her ability to continue to serve on the Coastal Commission is dependent on her position on the council, meaning that if she loses re-election, she will no longer serve on the Coastal Commission. For KCBX News, I'm Sophie Lincoln.